So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, so I recently had a question from someone that wanted to know, will protein bump me out of ketosis? Okay, they're concerned if I eat too much protein, am I going to be in ketosis? Well, let's just take a look at this book right here, Guyton's Physiology. Page 830. It says, other factors that stimulate insulin secretion, amino acids. In addition to excess glucose stimulating insulin secretion, many of the amino acids have a similar effect. Amino acids administered in the absence of a rise in blood glucose cause only a small increase in insulin secretion. However, when administered at the same time that the blood glucose concentration is elevated, the glucose-induced secretion of insulin may be as much as doubled. So the behavior of protein in a low carbohydrate environment acts very, very differently. So if you want to know what that means, it's roughly 0.7 grams per kilogram of lean body mass. So for myself, I need about 58 grams of protein per day, okay? So that's somewhere between 5 to 7 ounces, depending on the type of protein you consume per meal. But I wanted to mention this one point about the purpose of protein. Sometimes people think it's a backup fuel source. It's not. When you go on a fast, even a fast for like 2 days or even 3 days, your muscles aren't there to act as a backup fuel. You're not gonna create atrophy of your muscles, okay? The purpose of protein is to replace body tissue parts. So it's not gonna be acting primarily as a fuel reserve. Okay, it can turn protein into glucose, but that's going to be mainly dietary protein. So the two things you want to be concerned with is making sure that you don't consume excessive protein, okay, too much, because that can actually spike insulin and create other issues. And number two, adding carbs with your protein, not good, but it's a very common thing for the average person to do, especially if they're on the SAD diet. All right, thanks for watching. So we've been getting a lot of success stories, but I don't have your success story yet. So click the link down below and upload your before and after. I want to actually hear about your success story. I want to see your before and afters. And every week we do featured success stories. So click the link down below and share your success. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.